Brian.
Oh.
He's got chill.
I got an appointment.
All right. And we're back. Welcome to CFIO's third podcast. Can you believe we've done this three times?
Three episodes. I can't believe we've had the consistency for three episodes. So I've got a number in the back of my head of when we'll actually stop doing this. I hope we exceed it.
Is four going to happen?
It's always to be continued should always be at the end. So we leave cliffhangers for people.
Got it.
So we have Brandon's here, Brian, woo-hoo! And Alyssa. My wife just stepped out. Brian's got a lunch date, so he might have to step out too at some point. But so we are here. We wanted to talk the open a little bit, and we have some other things we want to cover. But open starts February 24th.
Right. So yeah. What we've got here every year, the open is announced on a Thursday night. Each workout. A couple of things that you guys can be doing as you're listening to this. Go ahead and do it right now. Pull up Instagram and go follow the Dave Castro. He's going to put hints out for the open.
He's evil.
I mean, it's what the thing is, though, like, no, he wants you to guess it, but you never guess what it is. And Dana even posted on our group page, we talked about this earlier, the post with the dumbbells. You know, you've been warned, so we have no idea what that's going to be. There's some speculation there.
I'm hoping there's curls. I know, nice. I know Alyssa and I are really hoping there's curls. Brian can't afford to do any more curls with the biceps that he has. But
there's always room for improvement.
Boulder shoulders.
We, you know, I don't know if they can continue to, what do you call it?
Expand? Grow?
The shirts.
Hypertrophy.
Oh, the shirts.
Well, no, when you get them tailored. I don't know if they can tailor them anymore.
I don't think Wilmington has a baby gap anymore, so you're going to have to find a new place to find your shirt.
Nice mediums.
Nice mediums. So anyway, go follow Dave Castro. Go look at the hints, because every week he'll post a hint that is somehow related to whatever the workout's going to be. At least for the first Thursday night, we're going to open the gym and have a watch party. So we'll be able to see the very first announced workout. I don't know. Have they released who's going to be competing against each other on the 17.1 or anything like that? I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't even registered yet.
You haven't registered for the open yet?
Have you guys registered?
Of course.
So that's step two. Okay, so
Brian
step one.
Brian registered before you could ever register.
Step one, go follow the Dave Castro on Instagram. Step two, go register for the open. Games.crossfit.com.
What happens for teams if they register?
For teams. What do you mean? Oh, here?
Point-wise.
Point-wise. You get, is it 4 points? I'm going to have to edit this in. I might have to do a separate because I don't have it off the top of my head. But I think it's 4 points. Every team gets 4 points for every athlete who's registered for the open. You may look at it and say, well, that's $20 I don't want to spend. It's worth it. Each year, you'll actually see where you stand worldwide. So it's kind of pretty cool to watch that. I think the 5 years that I've done it, like, my number's actually gone down because the more and more people are joining the open, and there's a way more fitter. More fitter? There's fitter people. There's more people who are fitter than me now.
Close enough.
There we go. Yeah.
Close enough.
Don't look at me to tell you.
So my ranking's actually gone, you know, gotten worse over the time. But it's kind of cool to see where you stack up. And there's always or usually a repeated workout too. So you'll kind of see how you did the year that you did that workout and then and on. So so go follow Dave Castro on Instagram, sign up for the games and register. And then get ready, February 23rd, we're going to have the watch party. And then 12 hours later, we'll come back and February 24th, have our first Friday Night Lights. So we're excited. The watch party will be at 8 p.m. though. 8 p.m. Because
watch.
It's 5 p.m. Pacific time.
Not watch p.m.
Watch p.m.?
The watch party. What? So we're coming to watch
coming
Dave
to watch
Castro.
The Dave Castro announce it for the, you know, worldwide. So we'll watch it. We'll find out with you guys whatever the workout we're going to have to do the next day. So we'll have a watch party here, have a big time, a good time doing that. And then Friday Night Lights, our very first one, is going to be that night. There's something else happening that night. Our New You Challenge is ending.
Our New You Challenge. Yeah. I was thinking my daughter has her first opening act.
Oh, gosh.
For theater that she's doing.
Can someone Facebook Live it? Or
nope. So I'm going to come work out, and then I am going to miss part of the first Friday Night Lights here for her opening. Unless they do, like, the Dax and Kelly said that they normally do like the Thursday night dress rehearsal. So I'm going to watch it
that.
Maybe and then go on Saturday. But I got family coming in, so we'll see how
that's
that
great. Pro- no, you got to prioritize. That's
awesome. Yeah, so what were you saying?
So our New You challenge is actually, we're running a 6-week challenge for We've got brand new people coming in trying CrossFit for the very first time. We've got close to 50 people coming, and they're actually eligible to be on the teams as well. So if you're an athlete on one of these CrossFit intramural open teams, you can recruit those guys to be on your team as well. And we'll award points accordingly. We haven't figured that out yet. It's Monday that you're listening to this. I'm sure it'll be figured out by then. But we'll figure out a way to get them on your team and let them feel a part of the community that you love here. What most of the most memorable moments here at CrossFit Inside Out has been from the open. So why not let them have a taste of that on their very last day as well? Yeah. So that'll help them come in and see what you guys, how you guys make this the gym that finds you happy.
Yeah. So speaking of the open, or speaking of the new you, we got the two coaches that are doing all the new yous. Listen, Brian, tell us, help the rest of the community because they can be back in the other room, and classes are kind of normally happen around the same time, maybe a little earlier. But what kind of stuff are you seeing over there? How is the vibe? And tell us a little bit about those guys.
Yeah, guys, it's been a lot of fun so far. So we're pretty much officially about halfway done with it. So we've got about 3 weeks or so left. Everybody's been having a lot of fun. I mean, it's just good energy. Even my 6 a.m. class, which most of them either come strolling in. Some, I have one or two people that show up a solid 5:40 every morning. So they actually kind of beat me to the gym sometimes, which is kind of
That's
fun.
Awesome.
It's a nice greeting as I pull up to the door, just having someone there waiting for me. It's fun. But most of them, they come straggling in just a little bit before 6. But even though it's a little early for all of us, everyone has a good time. It's been a lot of fun so far. And just kind of going off of what Brandon was saying, too, about the open, even if you guys decide maybe you can't participate this year for whatever reason, you know, maybe there's a few Fridays that you have to work late, or you know, you just can't make it to all of the events that we have going on. If you can even come and just kind of take a look at what we're doing there on Friday nights, you guys, it's so much fun. It's still going to be fun just to be a part of it and just to observe everybody. I know I have a lot of my girls early in the morning that kind of like to peek over into the other room as everyone else is working out and just kind of see what's going on out in front. So,
what do they think about it?
I don't know. I think sometimes it's a little look of like horror, like what are they doing out there? But no, it's excitement. They're just kind of really curious about what everyone's doing. I think they saw snatches the other day, and everyone just had a lot of questions about that and kind of what was going on.
I think one of the coolest things when I was coaching the very first New Year challenge that we were in here, I remember it was week 6, and I had conversations with several of them, and they were like, "I could never do that."
Mm-hmm.
And they would look in the other room and say, "I don't understand. How can they do? I'm not fit enough to do that." And I'm like, "You've been doing it for 6 weeks. What are you talking about?" So it's really cool to see that transition from new you to group classes. I think it's awesome.
Best part of new you, I think, is the gains and the wins that our athletes are seeing every day. Unlike sometimes in our regular CrossFit classes, we might not be PRing every so often. We've got our new athletes are PRing almost every day. They're doing things they had no idea they could do, and we are preparing them to get ready to potentially move next door to CrossFit classes after. Or I think we got a Guns, Buns, and Abs coming up too, B. What do we got with that?
So last year we introduced a new class, Guns, Buns, and Abs, and it was really cool because what Guns, Buns, and Abs, not only are just because we live at the beach, you know, everybody wants the bikini body. I've been definitely looking to try to get into a Speedo this year. So
I'm ready.
You're
right. I'm ready
I know you
it.
Are. I know you are. So
I hate I missed Dana's party at her place because I was going to come with the Speedo.
You should have. You absolutely should have.
Last year.
What we try to do with Guns, Buns, and Abs, CrossFit does a great job of functional movements and big muscle movements, recruiting the hips, the shoulders, and all that. But one of the things that CrossFit group classes tend to lack is the accessory movements, a lot of the smaller muscles. And so what we decided to do when we did Guns, Buns, and Abs is try to focus on some accessory movements that not only tone your body, right, get your bikini ready and ready for the beach and get you a little bit more, you know, quote-unquote tone, but it also helps with movements like pull-ups. You know, how do you get pull-ups? We talk about that all the time, and we'll talk about your gymnastics class because I really want to hear about the clinic,
yeah.
But you know, how do I get a pull-up? Well, you have to get some accessory strength as well. You know, there's a lot of lat strength that you have to get. So in our Guns and Buns class, you know, we focus a lot on those accessory movements that even make you more efficient and better in a group CrossFit class.
Mm-hmm. There's a funny story about the whole guns, buns, and abs. So, I woke up. I couldn't sleep one night, and I woke up about, it was probably like 1:30, 2 o'clock, just got straight out of bed, went and sat on the couch, opened my computer up, and just started, like, writing this thing out. And guns, buns, and abs. And I was thinking, like, lions, tigers, and bears, oh my, type thing. And that's kind of how it came. But my wife walks out, and I'm sitting in the living room with my computer open, and she was trying to figure out what I was doing up at 2 o'clock in the morning with my computer open. And, like, I just turned and said, babe, I promise I'm not doing anything I shouldn't be doing.
What were you wearing?
I was in my Speedo, actually. It's been really cool to see that Guns, Buns, and Abs take off like it did. And I'm excited about this coming Guns, Buns, and Abs. It starts in March 7th. We're going to have kind of a mixture of what you've done before in Guns, Buns, and Abs with also more of a kind of endurance, boot campy feel to it as well. So, just a lot of good work in there. So we're always trying to make it better. So I'm excited about that moving forward.
Absolutely. It's going to be great. And hats off to the members who've been here. I mean, I think of Julie Osier from day one, right? Who've been here and seen this process of growth, not just in, you know, numbers, but just watching people grow as people here and seeing the culture of Inside Out become what it is. And, you know, we look back at Guns and Buns last year and the Open last year and how cool both of those were. They were all great. But we're constantly thinking, okay, how can we make that better for this year? And how can we make this the gym that finds you happy even more so? So, you know, hats off to you guys who were part of the Guns and Buns last year. We're hoping that you are enticed by it again. And we love the feedback that we got from all of that.
Tell us, Alyssa, how did the gymnastics go?
That was so much fun, you guys. So we had a good number show up. We had 8 people, which I was really excited about. I don't know, it was a lot of fun. So we started off just kind of working on kipping, and then we kind of progressed into pull-ups and then to chest to bar and then toes to bar from there. So we kind of spent a lot of time focusing on just on like lat engagement, you know, that kind of first pull, the bottom of that pull-up there, and just kind of focusing on those muscles rather than pulling more with the shoulders than maybe people kind of traditionally thought that's what the pull-up is coming from, but just talking more about the lats. And then we went into handstand push-ups where we did a lot of fun progressions. I know we had Kendall actually perfect her tripod, which was a lot of fun to see. I know she didn't think that she was going to be able to do it, but then she was like killing it by the end of class. So
that's awesome.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, and we had, I'm trying to think. I know Casey Jones got like her first kipping pull-up. She's been working on for a while. So awesome. She finally got it, just connected it, and figured it out, which was fun. And I know Greg improved a lot on his toes to bar.
Is it kipping?
Kipping.
Kipping or lipping?
I'm pretty sure it's kipping with the K. Yeah.
The way you do it, though, is lipping.
Autocorrect, but lipping. Thank you for everybody that...
But I saw it fixed itself, though, which was strange. I noticed it was a K a little while later.
Yeah.
So it fixed itself.
It's crazy.
The edit button on Facebook has changed Nick's life.
I'm so thankful that I have... I like to call them watchdogs, but people out there that just watch over my grammar and stuff like that.
That's right. Awesome.
Brian, what about next week, man? You've got barbell clinic.
So tomorrow we're looking forward to our barbell clinic. I know that a bunch of you have signed up already, so that's awesome. The barbell clinic, my goal for that is to help everybody prep for the Open. We're going to take a look at all the barbell movements that have happened in the Open since 2011, take a look at perfecting some of the movements in those clinics, look at some errors that are common. And then we're going to look specifically at how to cycle through those movements, because generally our barbell movements in the Open are lightweight with lots of reps. There were only 2 movements where we did a 1 rep max.
75
in the
pounds
Open.
Light?
75 is light for some.
Jeez.
75 is light for some. So we're going to look at how to cycle through that stuff quickly. We're going to look at where to breathe. That's one of the things I've been focusing on lately in our group classes, is helping people learn where to breathe. And how to work at 80%. That's been something that we as a group of coaches have been really asking you to try to figure out, how to work at 80% so there's something left in the tank at the end. And that's hard for so many of us. So I'm looking forward to that hour. We're going to jam-pack that hour with lots of good stuff and really try to help everybody as much as possible before we open the games on the 23rd. Oh, my God, that is right around the corner, isn't it?
It is. You know, you're talking about cycling the barbell. I still am, like, jerking from Tuesday's workout.
Woo! Nasty gram.
Are you talking about the one with 150 reps of barbell movements?
Yeah. Yeah. Overhead squats, thrusters, and snatches, power snatches. Mm. And, you know, you guys are saying 75's light, so we'll say light. That just crushed me.
Oh, mentally. I mean, I came in expecting to do, like, I'll break up the thrusters in 15 and 14 and 11, 10. That'll be 50. That's great. I picked it up and did 4 and realized how in trouble I was, and then 2. And so everybody passed.
Well, yeah. And
so
what happened after you did those 2? What did you do to the barbell?
Oh, I threw it down in disgust.
You threw it down in disgust. Absolutely.
I had Casey over, Bianca and Casey. Casey was over, and he was, I was sitting there watching him and Brian watch me. I know they were probably admiring my form and stuff, but it is my abs. But Casey's like, dude, for like the last two and a half minutes, he's like, I literally wanted just to come over and just embrace, just hug you. Or maybe I put the word hug in. I needed a hug. I was trying to count that clock down as fast as possible because I had the worst side stitch. So I think cycling the barbell and stuff, I felt like I did okay with, I felt like I had broken up enough, but I just ran out of time. And, that was tough. Yeah. So it's so important to learn. I think it's kind of cool. I had, Julie Rosine's husband, Mike, came in. He's in our Legends class. He came in, he wants to just come to the clinic, to the barbell clinic, I don't know if he's going to participate or just watch or what, but because he was saying, you know, I'm not real familiar with even all the movements. So, like, what is a power clean? What is, you know, what's a squat clean? What's a snatch? You know, and I think that's pretty cool to have an ability to constantly want to learn and grow in new things. So I'm excited for that aspect in the clinic as well.
Absolutely.
Good. We're going to check all that stuff out and have a little bit of fun while we do it. So yeah, looking forward to that tomorrow.
You mentioned Legends, and just real quick, I mean, for those of you who are trying to recruit members on your team for the Intramural Open, know that we have 2 Legends classes that are currently running. We've got one that we run every Tuesday, Thursday that went through our last New You. We've got one that's going on New You now that Alyssa, you're currently running. I mean, let me just ask you, what is the Legends class like?
Brian's checking out.
See you
Brian.
Guys. See you guys.
He's got a lunch date. Have fun.
All right, see you.
Where are you? You're McDonald's, right?
That's it.
The Legends class, honestly, like, it's been so much fun. I love doing the Legends. I would say, like, the programming is obviously just a little bit different than, like, what we would see in, like, the front room in our group classes or even back in the back room in our regular New You class. It's a little bit different. It's a lot of stuff with, like, kettlebells and dumbbells and things like that. So if we're doing cleans, we're not going to be doing barbell cleans. We're doing, you know, like, dumbbell cleans and things like that. But they're still working hard every day, and, like, they get a great workout in, and they're just probably one of my favorite groups of people. Like, they're so much fun.
They're
just
definitely
awesome.
My wife's favorite.
Yeah,
it's awesome. No offense to anybody else who's in any other group.
No, y'all are awesome.
You're no longer the favorite.
They're like extra, extra awesome.
Yeah. Well, we're getting ready to have to step out of Brandon's coaching class.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah.
But speaking of that Tuesday workout killing me, so I'd come into that class. How late was I?
Pretty late. You skipped the entire strength. You missed the strength.
I missed the entire strength.
Yeah.
I think I did like 5 or 10 air squats, some side kicks and stuff like that, and then I went into that workout. And so that had a big to do for what happened to me on that one, I think. Can we talk about, I know Jeff posted like maybe some routines, some specific things that should we be doing certain things before a class, you know, getting here 5 minutes early. What are some things you guys like to do, go to?
Absolutely. I think it's super important. And I've been guilty of this too. Look, we get that life gets in the way. We're all adults here. You know, we don't want to punish you for coming late. But it is super important for you to get the warm-up. The warm-up is just as important as the workout itself. So coming in, doing the warm-up with everybody. But if you're looking specifically for some things that to do before the warm-up that you need to stretch beforehand, think of some areas of your body that you know you have mobility restrictions. You know, if you know you have trouble with squats, or you know that anything overhead kind of bothers you, you need to hit those positions and maybe get a band and do some stretches. We had our mobility clinic a couple weeks ago, and I can post some material, you know, later on, some things that we went over that. But coming in, and even if it's just hitting some inchworms or some active lunges just to open up your hips and your hamstrings, think of those bigger muscles that you need to recruit for the workout. Look at the workout itself. You know, if you know that they're squatting in the workout, you know, maybe get a band and open up the hip flexors. If you know that there's push press in the workout, maybe get into a scorpion kick stretch or something like that before the workout even, the warm-up even starts. So I would say definitely that would be my advice.
Yeah. I think one of the things, and I know you hit it in the clinic, is we come in here and we run a class, you know, Alyssa and Bryant, all of us guys, and we put people in a position maybe for 60 seconds because we have, you know, 12 people in a class or whatever, and we have an agenda. I think it's important where if you can get here and you're going working on a front rack position with a band, that you're holding that position for 90 seconds, 2 minutes. That way it gives you that time needed under that tension, that pressure. So I think you're right. Just find something. Simple things go a long way. You know, I learned the definition of mobility is the range of motion that you own. So it's not what you can kind of force yourself into, but it's the range of motion that you own in any given day. So to keep that and to grow in that, you need to work on it every day. So I'd find that routine. Maybe we can post a video or something of a cool little warm-up routine that just gets the whole thing. But, you know, our basic warm-ups are there to just get your core temperature up and get you ready to move. But you've got to kind of take responsibility of yourself. You got anything else, Alyssa?
I was just going to say, kind of just going forward off of that, I know you guys were talking about things you can do before class, but I just wanted to touch on real quick, again, just accessory work after class. So the extra credit that we have written on the board every day, if you guys have a good 5-10 minutes left at the end of class, or you have a few minutes, you can head into the back room and stay after, definitely do those things, just because, like Brandon was kind of saying, with the guns, muds, and abs, kind of focusing on certain muscle groups, allowing you to maybe get things like pull-ups, like that's going to be where it's at, is where the accessory work is going to come into play.
You know, one thing we didn't do is...
And we're back! Now, guys, so we're finishing up. As always, what is it? Subscribe your mother, your father, your grandmother, your dog, whoever you can. Subscribe them to this podcast. Like it, share it. Several people, I won't drop any names, Cameron, but she likes to listen to it when she's walking her dog. Do you listen to this podcast when you're walking her dog?
I do, actually.
Do you?
Yeah,
Alyssa listens. There you go. Well, I'll tell you, I listen to it normally when I'm cleaning the gym. So, yes, and it was clean last night, so that's good. I'm coming to a clean gym, but it's just me and Alyssa now, so we're going to talk about Brandon's body.
Oh, man.
How are those guys doing?
Oh, man. I don't know. We got to save that for next week.
Okay. All right. Next week, guys. We love you.
See you later.
See
you.
No.